Hello?
Hello.
Hello, hi. Am I speaking with Martha Clinton? It's Martha Clinton?
Who's calling?
My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. Will you be so kind as to share your opinion with us? I'm doing an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Will you
All
be so kind?
Go ahead, Ed.
Okay, now it's not that long. Now, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quickly as possible, and we really appreciate your time. Yes?
Well, then start asking questions.
Okay. Are you in a good place? I need to know that. Yes. Are you? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 years or older and ready to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in this 2024 election for president, Congress, and other
100%.
Offices? Okay, definitely. Definitely vote, correct?
Definitely vote, correct.
Thank you. And to make sure that we have every age group, may I have your age, please?
I'm over 65.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Now, just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to... I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The National Education Association, or NEA. How do you feel about them? Scale of 0 to 100.
I give them about an 80. I'm not really happy with them right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Public schools teachers. How do you feel about them?
About what?
Public school teachers.
I'll give them 50.
Thank you. The U.S. Department of Education.
I give him about a 90.
Thank you. And Donald Trump.
How do I feel about the Donald?
Donald Trump, how do you feel about him from 0 to 100?
I'm at 50% on him now.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden, how do you feel about him, the president?
I feel I can't stand him, 100.
100?
Yep, I can't stand him.
Well, 100 means that you feel very warm. 0 means that you don't...
I give them a 0. I'm sorry. We got to start over on the questions.
Okay.
I went backwards.
No, yeah. Mantra liver. Oh, you want me to start? Okay, the National Education Association, or NEA, you gave me an 80.
A 20.
Okay, thank you. The public school teachers, you gave me a 50.
And I'll take 50.
Okay. The U.S. Department of Education, you gave me a 90.
A 10.
Thank you. Donald Trump, you gave me a 50.
50.
Okay. Joe Biden, 0. Now, Moms for Liberty. What do you give me on that?
Who?
Moms for Liberty.
I don't know who they are.
Okay. Not a problem. That would be 101. Thank you. Okay, 101.
I don't know who they are, Mom.
Okay, that's okay, no problem. Walk culture or walkism? What do you give them?
I give it a 0.
Thank you.
Give it a 0.
Thank you. How about public schools?
Public schools, I give them a 20.
Thank you. What about charter schools?
I'll give them an 80.
80? Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Ballot number 80. Wait a second.
Because I can tell you something, Ed.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I went to a private school.
Okay.
I was jerked out because of my parents' divorce, and I had to go to a public school in sixth grade, and it was horrible.
Really?
I'll never forget. It was horrible.
Okay.
Anyway,
I never learned
a darn thing with those people. Anyway, go ahead.
Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, in my neighborhood?
Yes, ma'am.
I give them a 60. They
The answers are excellent, good, just fair, or poor.
Good.
Thank you. Now, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students? Which one do you think would do a better job, public schools or charter
schools? Charter.
And that would be somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Thank you. Some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means the public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Here's the first topic. Embrace American values and be proud American citizens. 0 to 10.
I'll give my 0. Public schools is 0.
Okay, thank you. Truthfully understanding all of American history, the good and the bad. 0 to 10.
I'll give them a 10.
Thank you. And provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting. Why would you give me 0 to 10? Thank you.
Zero.
And our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civil engagement and voting. What would you give them? 0 to 10.
Say again, the importance of voting?
Our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civil engagement and voting. What would you give me, 0 or 10? Do you think they prepare them well for that?
Oh, the school? No, I give them a 10.
A 10, that means that they very well, they prepare them very well, a 0 means not at all, or 5 means somewhat?
No, 90. I'm wrong, 90. They don't treat.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Help America.
Now, wait a minute. I got it all backwards again.
Yeah, I noticed that. Okay, 0 means that they don't prepare them at all. 10 means that they prepare them very well. And 5 means that somewhat they prepare.
The last question is a 2. It's
okay.
A 2. They don't prepare them to vote. No,
okay.
I had it right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market. 0 to 10. Do you think they prepared them very well, or they don't prepare them at all, or somewhat?
No, 0.
Thank you.
Maybe a 10.
Thank you. Become more organized and have structure. How do you feel about that? 0 to 10.
0.
Thank you.
They won't even go back to work. They won't even go in an office. These kids, they're not prepared to tie their shoes.
Okay.
Ridiculous. I call it the dumbing down of America. I have never seen people by generation get dumber and dumber and less able to function. I've never seen anything like it, because all they care about, they don't care about doing a good job in school. All they care about is how they feel they're being treated. They better have their timeout room. They better have their little pet animals. Oh, my goodness and my life.
I understand. Would you say that you stay your home state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education? Not enough, too much, or about right?
Too much on public school. Too much.
Too much.
Okay. Too much. I'm from Florida. The Sanus is changing that. Thank God.
Okay.
We have a choice.
Okay, thank you. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT, critical race theory?
Well,
a lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot, a lot.
Thank you, thank you. And as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten to 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Do you agree or disagree?
No, I don't agree. It's about politics. It's about protecting our children.
Okay, so is it somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree. It's nothing to do with politics.
Okay, thank you. And how much have you heard?
Go ahead.
Okay. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
Well, the politicians have taken up the subject. Thank goodness somebody has. Because if it wasn't for COVID, we wouldn't know what these people have been doing behind our backs.
Okay.
Hiding poisoning our children's minds. It's just frightening.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I understand. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public school? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
I've heard a lot of it from Governor DeSantis.
Okay. Okay. And now please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree?
Of course they should learn about it. It's our history, and they should stop tearing our statues down. If they don't want to learn, they want them to learn about it, but yet they tear the statues down about the history. It makes no sense at all. These people make no sense at all. But that's my opinion. You there,
Hello?
Ed?
Yes, ma'am. So you strongly agree or somewhat agree with that statement?
What is the statement again?
You said that you agree. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect
yes.
us today. Okay. Do you strongly
yes.
agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree they should learn about it.
Thank you. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship.
No, I strongly disagree. I disagree. It's not
okay, somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you.
Not their job.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. Strongly agree that individuals should not dictate the curriculum.
Individual parents, I mean, it's the parents for the kids, they should not dictate. That's what you're saying, right? You strongly agree.
Oh, no. The parents? I thought you said the teachers.
No. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. The parents of individuals or the parents of the students should not be able to dictate the school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, I disagree with that. The parents
strongly,
should dictate.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you.
Strongly.
Thank you.
My God.
And,
they're saying, even Joe Biden says, these are our children. They are not anybody's children, but their parents' children. They are not the state. It's communism.
Okay.
The state, the communists own the children.
Okay. Thank you.
Now
I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools for each. Please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you support or oppose that statement?
I support it. I strongly support it.
Thank you. Increasing teacher pay. Do you support or oppose?
I support it.
Thank you. Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. So you support or oppose?
I support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation, do you support or oppose that?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools. Do you support that or do you oppose that?
I support it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you.
Anything to keep our kids safe.
Okay. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from kindergarten to 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of Americans, of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public school curriculum?
No, I don't. They can do that in history class. They don't need to add it. What are we going to add? A Spanish? And are we going to add a Jewish? And we're going to add a whatever?
Do you somewhat oppose or you strongly oppose?
I strongly oppose that.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, and 5 means that it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it's not at all a convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world that we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 10, do you think this is convincing?
Say it again.
Okay, yes, ma'am. History teachers have a responsibility. I'm sorry, give me 1 second. Okay, now it says that history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation, that's history teachers, and the world that we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. This attempt to rewrite history not only diminishes the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. 0 to 10, do you find that convincing or not at all?
I don't know. That's a loaded question, I'll tell you.
I can put that too. If you don't know, I can write that too. That's okay.
That's a loaded question.
We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform a surgery, or our carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. Is that convincing or not all convincing? For 0 to 10.
I don't agree with that at all. That's a zero.
Okay. Thank you. Now, this the last one on this page. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also the smart move for kids of all races. Its students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. Do you find that convincing or not at all? Sure thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you say?
You have to assume that, you know, at the end here, you're saying that, that jobs look for that. Who says that? Who says that's true? That's a loaded question. One more time.
Okay.
No, I can't ask this.
Okay. So you don't know?
Well, I would say no, but.
So you would. Zero is no, not at all convincing, and five is somewhat convincing,
it's
ten is very convincing. Okay,
it's
was that, is that 0, 1, 2, 3, 4? What number do you want me to put down?
0, 0.
Thank you.
Zero.
Thank you, ma'am. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery, in slavery in the United States, and how it continues to affect us today. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Wow.
You already answered that. This is the second time that
I'm
asking.
They should learn about it.
Okay.
But
so
they should learn about it.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree, but it shouldn't be shoved down their throats and made that everything revolves around race. You see, this is the problem. They're so race conscious in this country, and the kids don't really care. All they want is an education. And they're not educating our children. They're just brainwashing them to think about race, to think about their sexuality. I mean, it is so pathetic. I can't believe this has happened in our country. They have taken over our. And this is why these kids are so stupid. They can't even do anything. Because all they do in class is worry about their feelings. They don't learn their numbers. They don't learn their English. They don't learn anything except sexuality and racism. Oh, my goodness. What a pathetic world we live in.
Okay. This is the next one. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate a school curriculum. Do you agree with this?
Goodness.
You told me that already before.
Yeah.
The last time you told me. What are you saying now? You agree with this?
I'm saying it's the parents. I'm saying it's not up to the teachers.
Okay.
It's up to the parents.
Okay.
The children.
So you.
I'm gonna hold on. I'm gonna get you on speakerphone. Just a minute.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lose you. Just a minute.
Okay. Okay.
You still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay.
So you disagree, obviously, right, with that question. So is this somewhat disagree or you strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree that the...
Thank you.
Are you saying students, parents, teachers over parents? No way.
Okay.
No way.
I understand. Okay. Ma'am, we're going to switch gears a little bit now. And now
this is the longest survey I ever took.
That's it. That's what I was just going to tell you. We're almost done. These are the last few questions.
Okay.
And they are for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade that you completed in school?
College, 4 years of college.
You have a BA, bachelor's degree, okay?
Yes, a BA.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed?
I'm retired.
Student? Thank you.
I'm retired.
Okay. And are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated,
widow.
Divorced, or widow? Okay, thank you.
Widow.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I've always been a Republican.
A strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank
Always.
You. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And also you don't have any under the age of 18 living in your household. Do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
No.
And do you have a child who attended a charter school, private schools, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
My granddaughter.
No, child. Your own kid.
No. My daughter is 50, okay?
Okay.
And
I
out
think,
of school 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's, I already knew the
you're
answer, but I got to read it verbatim.
Here, an old person.
So.
Yeah, you're talking to an old person.
Hey, I'm going to be 68 next month, though. You're talking to an old person,
see?
Too. My daughter
so you
40.
Understand all this.
Yeah,
you
yes, I do.
You must understand that. You must, you know, I could not understand why our kids were getting dumber and dumber until this pandemic, and we found out why.
Yes.
I could not understand when they can't count change. They can't fill out a job application. They can't read. They can't write. Everybody going into, I couldn't understand why. Well,
yeah,
when you don't focus on the three R's, you end up with really dumb people.
Right. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice
weekly.
A month? Weekly. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's the other problem with our country. You don't know what these people think anymore because they have no religion. They have no guidance. It's horrible.
For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does that apply to you or someone in your household?
No.
Thank you. Is an educator such as a teacher, a professor, or a classroom aide? Does that apply to you or someone else?
Well, it did, but not anymore.
Oh,
I mean, they went current?
No, yes.
Current.
Now. You know, yeah.
No.
It doesn't apply now, right? Okay,
no,
and how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Sorry?
Suburban.
Thank you.
Suburb.
That concludes our survey. You've been very, very nice. Thank you for your patience, and thank you very much for finishing this. And enjoy the rest. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I thank you, Ed. And what are they going to use this for?
It's got an independent survey. You know, we're going to use it to hopefully.
For national?
Yes, ma'am.
It's national. That's good. Yeah, they should know because I can't. You know, it's so bad, Ed.
Yeah.
And I've been around 70 years in this country, and I've always.